while I was worshiping the Lord, I worship the Lord with that bass. Right? I'm going to show you in Scripture we're supposed to praise Him with the instruments. Let everything that has breath praise Him. And so I worship Him and praise Him for the bass, playing the bass. That thing gives glory to God when I do it honoring Him and doing it for Him, whether it's singing, preaching, drummer, hallelujah, praise God, amen. And we're to praise the Lord, but magnifying the Lord. But while was during praise and worship, I could see Paul and Silas in prison. I saw them in my spirit in prison. I know by the Scripture, you know, they were serving the Lord and they got thrown in prison. But not only thrown in prison, they were beat. Both of them was beat, whipped and beat, and thrown in prison, a literal prison. And so at the midnight hour, they begin to sing praises to God. They begin to magnify the Lord, and they begin to sing praises to God in their darkest hour. You might be in your darkest hour. You might be, and you know what? Even the Apostle Paul didn't put himself in that place. God did. He was on a journey for God. Hallelujah. Even if you have self-inflicted wounds, even if you have self-inflicted wounds, when you begin to magnify the Lord, He delivers you. He'll bring deliverance to you. He'll bring healing to you when you begin to magnify the Lord. They begin to magnify the Lord in the prison shook. And the jails were broke open, all the doors with people, whole houses, give their whole lives were saved. They didn't even want to leave Paul and them. They were in the presence of God. So no matter what you're going through, if you will learn, you got to learn to praise the Lord. It's not going to be automatic. You got to learn to train yourself to praise God in the middle of difficulty. I mean, and you know, and one of the ways, if you're not a Bible student, you know, it's going to be kind of tough at different times because you need the Word of God. The Word of God is the foundation of you knowing these things. You wouldn't know let everything that has breath praise the Lord had you not read it or heard it preached from the Word of God in Psalms 150. See, we learn and we look at the examples of the Apostle Paul. I mean, in just preaching, he was stoned, left for dead, drug out of the city. You can't preach any more of that. They tell me I can't preach a lot of stuff in the Bible. But if I have to go to jail, I'll just start a jail ministry. I done had a jail ministry. But it was on the outside. But if I did go in there, I'd be like the Apostle Paul and them. And I'd begin to sing praises to God, and they wasn't looking for deliverance. They were just praising God, counted worthy to be beat and thrown in there for Jesus' sake. Hallelujah. So no matter where you're at, if it's self-inflicted on yourself and you've got yourself in a fix and all of that, praise God, God knew it before you did it. And you know, when you turn to the Lord, when you begin to turn to the Lord, magnifying the Lord, lifting the Lord up, He turns your captivity into freedom. He turns everything around, everything that was meant to destroy you. God turns it around through your magnifying Him. He turns it around and shows you His glory. He'll show you His glory. Give me that Psalms 34. I know I got that other one, but I wrote it down later. I'm trying not to preach on the Word. Ooh, God's been good to Scotty. Ooh, He's been so good to me, Sandy. I should have quit this church a long time, 24 years ago. Before I started, I should have quit. Hallelujah. I had enough opposition when the Lord told me to start this church. If I hadn't had my trust in God and magnifying Him, lifting Him up, I would not have made it to put it together. I wouldn't have got the land rezoned and all of that good stuff. Hallelujah, praise God. But all I had was $300 and a word from the Lord. How many knows a word from the Lord to you will change your life forever? Hallelujah. I mean, He called me to preach. Everybody's called to preach. You might not be in the fivefold ministry. If you're a bass player, you're just as important as the pastor. Amen. Your calling is just as anointed as the pastor is. Sunday school teachers are just different offices. But everybody's anointed. You're anointed to be fathers. We're anointed to be grandparents. We're anointed to be babysitters. Woo! We're anointed. Hallelujah. But we got to magnify the Lord. It's real easy. Johnny made a... that would have been nothing. I mean, if you're used to 72 and it's 80-something, all of a sudden you still got the same pressure and all of that stuff. Yes, it can be a trial. Hallelujah. But some point down the road, he's heard a sermon. I didn't do it. God did it. God gave me this, and this is the anointed word of the Lord. And it's equipping you and me that when we get out there in our battles, when we get out there in the pressures of this life, and we don't know what our future holds and all of that, we turn and we behold the Lamb of God. We behold Him. The Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our praise, our faith. David, when he... That's not it. I must have had that wrong. That's not it. Yeah, there it is. I don't know what all that is up there. It's extra. That's terrible. I'm like, what's that? How many knows you can't preach? I can read it, but I can't preach it if you ain't give it to me before I got here. It could be on that screen, but I ain't got nothing pertaining to it. You just look dumb or say it ain't right or something happening here. He says, let me see where I can start. Lord, at all, I will bless the Lord. That's it. I will bless the Lord. How often? At all times. In prison. When you're going through marital stuff, right? When you're going through financial stuff, right? Not just in church. We come in here, we praise Him then, and that's good. But we praise Him at all times. David said, I will praise the Lord all the time. I read this one time and I thought, that's impossible to praise the Lord all the time. But I found out the more I grew and renewed my mind to the Word of God that I could praise Him all the time. I could praise Him in the good times. I could praise Him in the bad times. I could praise Him all the time. He says, I will bless the Lord. His praise shall continually, I looked the word continually up, and it says often. His praise will often be in my mouth. Often. That means not on Sunday and just Wednesday. Richard, that means we ain't sold buildings for 3 days and your bills are piling up and piling up. Hallelujah. I remember one time the bill stack was about that high in the new business that me and my brother had started. And they were higher than what we were making. And it was almost Christmas time. And I'd only been in the Lord 6 months or 8 or maybe a year, maybe, a little over a year. So it don't take a long time, John. It don't take 30 years. He called us. He redeemed us. He graced us and He anointed us. And He gave us His Word, not just to read for church sermons and all of that. He gave us that Word to renew our mind and to use as a weapon according to Ephesians. The Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, the Bible says. Anyhow, those bills, and I was like, man, I'm just learning this faith stuff, Mac, at that time. And I wanted to give the guys a bonus for Christmas. We had 4 or 5 truck people hired and everything. And I'd learned this laying hands and whatsoever things you desire, Mark 11. Whatsoever things you desire when you believe, when you pray, believe that you receive it. Jesus said it. And then you shall have it if you don't doubt. Jesus said, don't look away from it. When you ask me for it according to my will and my word, He said, then you believe that you got it. Right then, when you ask me for it, believe that you receive it. He said, and you shall have it. So I was in there by myself with all them bills and all that pressure, no money, no jobs. And I laid my hands on that stack of bills, and I commanded it. I said, I thank you, Lord, right now every bill is paid right here in this pile. I call you paid. I got that out of Romans 4, where the Bible says that God calleth those things that be not as though they were. And then I found another scripture. It says, as God is, so are we in this world. So if God speaks things into existence, speaks his will, speaks his word, how many knows the Bible says everything is upheld by the power of his word? Everything. This earth, you're breathing. We're breathing. God's air. I laid my hands on those bills and I got up and my mind said, that's stupid. God ain't going to do that. God just ain't going to do it. That's the enemy comes immediately to steal the word according to the sower of the word. He's a liar. So I said, nope, I believe I receive it in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, by Christmas time, every one of them bills was paid in full. And we got everybody got paid, and we had $900 left over. We had $900 left over. And we went and hunted. We give everybody a bonus and went and hunted some people that wasn't going to have no kids Christmas for their kids, and we give them Christmas. Some broke bunch. You hear me? The Word of God was the foundation of my faith. See, your faith, your the Word of God has to be first place and final authority. You need to take this word and say, I don't care what's going on in my life, I will bless the Lord at all times. And you need to take that scripture and go home with it and meditate on it. That's what he told Joshua in Joshua 1:8. He said, meditate on my word day and night, then you will make your way prosperous, then you will have good success. But see, if I go home and my marital little trouble there, and I'm having a little trouble with the grandkids, and having a little trouble with my neighbor, and I'm dwelling on all of that, and dwelling on who didn't show up for church, and they ought to be ashamed of their, y'all see what I'm saying? A lot of y'all, that's not your challenge, because you're not the pastor. You could care less. Let them lay out. Who cares? I'm going to worship the Lord. You know, y'all don't think about it. Oh, I hope everybody shows up. Ah, man, don't rock Wednesday night. No, we need to know. Nah. See, that's not y'all's challenge, but that's leaders' challenges. Yeah. Right? You know, so the leader has to do like y'all. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. Jimmy crack corn and I don't care. I will bless you, Lord, whether they do or whether they don't. Now, whatever yours is. Whatever your challenges are, you need to take that word right there and you say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be coming out of my mouth. I'm going to praise you when it's good. I'm going to praise you till my marriage changes. I'm going to praise you till them bills are paid. I'm going to praise you till the building sale. You just pray for the doors to sell. I do doors. Just get your mind off yourself and get it on somebody else. Well, it might be a law there, Galatians 6:7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, so shall he also reap. So if you sow in prayer to somebody else, it might just return back to you. Come on, somebody. That's not thinking about you. That's getting your mind off of your troubles and on believing for somebody else's stuff to come in. Believing for their marriage. Believing for their success. Hallelujah. I fast for the bass. Fasting for that bass. Play the bass? It's just four strings. Without the anointing, those strings are useless. They binging and bunging. But if they got the anointing on them, but God, I mean, one bing, you can just wring your hair. Ooh. Whoa, there's something about that bass. place there. David played the harp, wasn't it? And drove demons back. So if he can play the harp, he didn't have a bass. There wasn't no electricity back then. So if he can play the harp and drive back demons, then I believe and I'm anointed to play that bass and hit it when I'm supposed to hit it. And I believe I can drive back principalities and powers with the bass. Yes. Hallelujah. Or the guitar or the drums. Teresa, she's absolutely better. I mean, she's like, I don't feel 54 anymore. And I'm, yeah, 55. I don't feel it anymore. Well, what happened? Some are healed as they go. She's been walking with the Lord. She's been through some little bit of hell in the hallway for about 5 or 6 years. But she ain't quit on the Lord. She ain't quit on the Word. She's been learning through the Word how to reverence God and all of that. But God, and she's getting better and better and better and better. But she learned how to bless the Lord. Praise the Lord in the middle of it. Whatever you're going through. When you're praising the Lord, you're knowing He's there with you, helping you, and He's going to bring you out. Even if He don't deliver you out of it, you're going to come out polished. Waxed, man. You're going to come out shining. You're going to say, whoa, are they another fire God? Whoa, let another one come. I mean, there's times I'll tell Satan, why don't you go ahead and come at me about something? I double dog dare you. I just love being around where I know you're there. But when he's sneaking, see, when he's trying to sneak something in on you, he ain't going to let you know he's there. But the more you begin to praise God, you'll begin to grow spiritually and develop, and you'll walk around, and if somebody's been the wrong spirit, you'll be like, ooh, I ain't going on with them. Oh, ooh, that one's theirs tough. You! But you'll be kept. And you'll have a right heart, and you'll be like, oh, Rabakatarada. I bind every principality around me in the name of Jesus. This trying to get them down, hallelujah. And you'll just bind them, you don't even have to go tell them, I'm praying for you, brother. I know you in sinking sand. You don't have to tell them nothing. The weapons of our warfare are not by our mouth. They're not carnal, but they're mighty through God pulling down those strongholds. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Woo, hallelujah. This is somebody magnifying the Lord right here. He's talking about I magnified the Lord. I called out to him and he showed up. I can testify. I can testify of that right there myself. Can you? Hallelujah. Well, you know what? He's the same God as he was in 1994. He ain't changed. His word ain't changed. People change. Cultures change. Church changes. But I'm telling you, God don't change. And God's word don't change. I read it in 1994 that I was blessed going in, blessed going out. I read it in 2005. I read it in 2009. I read it again in 2016. And I read it just the other day in 2020. And it says the same thing. Woo! You ain't got no troubles. All we need is faith in God. We don't have any troubles. When I heard a preacher say that back in 1995, and my marriage was messed up, my finances were messed up, I was still messed up at work, all kind of stuff, man. I'm sitting there and that preacher, he come on TV and he said, you ain't got no troubles, big old tall guy. I thought, that dude don't know where I live. How's he know what I got? I'm living over here. He's on TV. He just don't know. I got trouble all in my life. And he went on and he says, all you need is faith in God. R.W. Schambach. And when he said that last part of that, boom, it hit me in my spirit. See, he wasn't speaking by a flesh man. He was speaking over the airways to a to a heart that was open to the Lord. And when he hit my heart, I thought, is that all? Glory to God, man. All I got to have is faith in God. Went on, and then they went on, and they're talking about that word. Get in the word. Be a student of the word. Submerge yourself in the word. Meditate on the word. And the Bible says it. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Right? Transformed means like a butterfly is a worm in a cocoon. And when it comes out, it's a beautiful butterfly. It's a transformation. See, the Word of God renovates our mind. It comes in and takes out all the old way of thinking and puts in God's thinking. And boy, when we think like God, glory to God, you'll walk up in the car lots and they'll say, just go to the bank. And you'll say, if you want to sell it to me, you go to the bank. I'm done going to the bank. You want me to buy that? You deal with the bank. I'm not dealing with the bank. He said, are you serious? I said, I'm serious. I thought, I'm not a beggar. But God, y'all going to make money. That bank wants me. They want me. See, a lot of y'all, I want the bank. I want the bank. But you got to come on up to where they want you. They're little concerned down here at Cadence. They're like, you're going to be okay through this transition? I said, I don't know. They've sold out to Harrington or Huntington or something. Yeah, I told them the other day, I said, the only issue I got, I got my phone. I got some stuff on my phone. And I got to put the new account number in. I got to do it just right and all of that. And she said, just call us. Because I had this thought, I'll change banks. I'm going through all of that garbage. Tired of all that garbage. But you know what? That's running too. No, I'll just believe God to help me do all the transformation, because this world don't conform to the world. Don't conform. If it ain't one thing, it's another. That's what the world thinks, and that's what Satan says. Every time I get something straightened out, here comes something else. He wants you to have that kind of thinking. But if you will learn to praise the Lord, magnify the Lord in it. When something comes up, make him big. Make him big. Make him bigger than your bills. Make him bigger than your trouble. Make him bigger than your past. Hallelujah. He tries to bring my past up to me a lot. 30 years later. 30 years. Looks like you'd learn by now. I'm not going to fall for it, but he's deceived. Satan is deceived. He thinks one more time he might get you. He might get you to put your rear view mirror back on, back up. Well, let's put it in reverse. You know, had a guy tell me one time, he said, boy, he said before I come to Jesus, it was easier. You know, life was easier. I said, yeah, I had that thought too. I said, but how stupid's that? I said, look what kind of mess my life was in 27 years. I said, that's the enemy trying to make me believe that it's not going to change in my future, that nothing's going to change. I said, but I know he's a liar just because the Bible tells me he is a liar and the father of lies. So anytime he tells me you're not going to make it, I say, I know he's lying because the Bible says I am. So you got to have that Bible. You can't go, though, you know, and say, well, you know, what was that? Brother Scotty was preaching that, man, what was that scripture again? What was that scripture again? What was that scripture, Brother Scotty? You know, no, that's what happened to the seven sons of Sceva. That's what happened to them. They went over and they said, Jesus, we know, and Paul, we know, but who are y'all? See, when you go to Jesus, when you go to Satan, and the word is in you because you've been in the Bible, Mac, and the Bible says you're a king and a priest unto God, and you've meditated on that, and you know you are just because that Bible that laying up there on your, it says you are, you believe it. You just believe it because he said it is so. He said you are a king and a priest unto God. He said, you are a more than a conqueror. You got to take that word, and when Satan comes to you and says, you're not going to make it through this, and you come out with that word and you quote it to him just like Jesus did, and you say, nope, the Bible says, and I believe God rather than you, that I am more than a conqueror. I'm more than able to deal with this issue, and I will come out on top like Jesus did in the wilderness. See, Jesus was just an example. He quoted Deuteronomy 8:3 to Satan. You know what? When you do that, you are magnifying the Lord. Not just when we're singing. See, when you do that, when you stand on the Word of God, you're putting your trust in God based on the Word of God, what He says about you and your situation. You are magnifying and praising the Lord. That's part of it, in that part. That's how we make our boast in the Lord. He said, the humble shall hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord. Go ahead, Beth. They looked unto Him. They done what? That's a key. Looking unto Jesus, later, Hebrews. You know, whenever you're dealing with life going on, no matter what it is, never see yourself in this situation you're in without God. Because God is with you, and He lives in you. And I'm going to show you some angels with you too. He says, their faces were, the poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. How many of their troubles? All of them. I ain't really got no troubles today. Oh, well, I mean, I need to call a work day, and I got Doris who needs this done, and Teresa needs this done, and the building at the house. I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. That's just life. Right? That's just to-do list, and I heard Johnny, it's a long one. Every time they go to do their, trying to get their, the dirt moved, every time they go to move it, it rains. Peck around a little while, and Samantha said that it just keeps getting taller, and I'm like, well, I don't know about all that. I don't know, unless you're digging some more up, it ain't getting taller. It might look bigger every time you look, and if you keep, not you, but if you keep looking, it will get bigger. Your problems will get bigger than God. Then you will feel hopeless. You will feel despair. You will get discouraged. You won't see a future ahead of you because you can't see how it's going to happen. But that's what faith is. When you put your faith in God that His plan is going to work in your life, then you're trusting in Him and you've got on His bus. And you're just riding on that ship. And that ship is carrying you to your destination. You know, I was thinking about the Word of God today, and I was thinking how, and I thought, Lord, give me something that would be really good to, as an example of how I believe about the Word of God in this manner. He said, a Christmas tree. He said, you go cut you a Christmas tree. He said, you always go buy a base or build a base, something. He said, that Christmas tree won't stand up without a base. He said, so you got something to set that tree in and anchor it to hold it up. He said, my word is that way. He said, my word is an anchor, just like, he said, it's an anchor just like that it is to that Christmas tree. He said, the word of God is the foundation for what you believe that makes you stand in the power of God. That makes you stand in the delivering power of God, the healing power of God. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be divinely, totally healed. We're supposed to be walking in divine health. We're supposed to get to an old age and say, God, just you're going to have to take me out of here. I'm ready to go. Sickness can't kill me. Nothing can't kill me. Diabetes can't kill me. Heart attacks couldn't kill me. All of that high blood pressure and sugar and all that couldn't kill me, Lord. And I mean, I'm ready to go home. Then you just leave. We're supposed to leave here healed, you know. Hallelujah. But see, if you don't get God's word in it, praise God, hallelujah, and say, God, by your stripes, I'm healed, hallelujah, and speak to your body and tell it, you line up with the word of God. I don't care what happened to your body. I had open heart surgery, couldn't hold me back. I'm telling you right now, my body can't keep up with me. I'm on the inside. You're on the inside. My body can't keep up with me. So I have to tell my body, you are healed. Stop it. Be healed. Head be healed. I anoint my head every now and then. I say, heal from the crown of my head, the soles of my feet. Your word says in Mark 16:17, these signs shall follow those that believe. They'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Well, I'm a believer. So I lay my hands on my head and command myself to be healed. Because I've had people depending on people, and they go, oh, Lord, if you can, wrap your hands around them. Oh, Jesus, heal them if you can. They're a good man. That's dumb praying. That's not biblical. Oh, touch him. Wrap your big arms around him, God. No, just stay in me. Don't wrap your arms around me, God. You're already in me. Just teach me you are in me. Hallelujah. He says, save them all of the angel of the Lord. This is powerful. If you don't just read it. The angel of the Lord encamps around about them that reverence him. Hallelujah. And delivers them. Woo! When I seen that scripture, glory to God, I thought, woo, he's going to deliver me out of this financial mess. These angels, because I'm reverencing God. The Bible says the angels excel in strength, hearkening to the voice of the word of the Lord. And when God puts something in you like the word and gives you revelation, quickens it to you, and you speak it, you are like God speaking it, and the angels take command. They sell garage doors for me all the time. I got cards. I give out cards. But I got God that knows everybody on this planet. He knows everybody that needs a garage door. He knows every place that needs a service done, right? I mean, he knows everything. So I put my trust in him, and I lay hold of Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the door of the Lord makes Scotty rich and adds no sorrow. Now I let that roll over into the garage doors, whatever you are, wherever you are, whatever you're in. I mean, Johnny should be having to drive an hour. He put an application in where he's at. He wanted to drive 15 minutes, and I don't blame him. To a good paying job. He takes a couple of weeks off. He ain't going back to work for a couple of weeks. I don't blame you. I'd have probably took a month. But he ain't going back to work, you know. And while he's off all that, got a phone call, went to work just a couple of three, not far from his last one. Better job, less work, more money. Where do you hear that, church? God told me to believe him for less work, bigger jobs, less work, and more money. And by God, I did, and he done it. He still does it. I got one of the best garage door crews. You would think I have six people running. I do more with three of us than I did with five of us. Increased in the anointing. God helping us. God putting the services together. We'll be somewhere and he'll call and it'll be right on our way. You could have waited till tomorrow and it would have thrown everything out. God does it. He causes them to call these angels right on time, right at the right time, right place, right time. I'm talking about you. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about us. Those that magnify the Lord, that trust the Lord, you need to go all the time. Oh, taste and see. I read that one time and I thought, man, how do you bite God? I mean, I read that and I thought, how do you taste of God? You know, and I'm like, Lord, how do you taste you? I mean, that's crazy that's even in there. Well, it will boggle your mind down. Tell me how you taste him. That's right. And he delivers you. He brings you out. And that's what the Lord showed me. So I taste him all the time. It's good. See that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man. Not cursed. Not oppressed. Not despaired. Not going, always climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. Blessed is the man that puts his trust in the Lord. I didn't write it, he did. So I'm like, glory to God, I'm going to be blessed because I'm going to trust in God. I'm not trusting in me to fix my marriage. I'm trusting in God. Then God began to lead me to scriptures in my marriage. One of them was that I didn't like, Richard. It says, Christ, love your wife as Christ so loved the church. And gave himself for it. And I thought, that's terrible. I mean, I'm 25 years old, man. You know, and the first thing I could think is she'll take advantage of me. You know, man, I mean, Jesus died for the church, man. I mean, how do I love her that way? I mean, what that means is put her first. Treat her like a queen. Want her to have the best car. Take all the work off of her I can. Used to, I'd get all the work out of her I could. While I lay around the house like she does, is what I would think. But you know what? Praise God. You know what? I begin to see the Lord in my marriage when I begin to put those little bitty things into practice. Then I begin to see, Teresa, you know, we're not religious. We ain't went to church. We're reading this stuff in the Bible, and we're like, nah. I mean, I read in the Bible, it says, love your enemies. And I shut the Bible, and I said, I don't like that, Teresa. What is it? I didn't even want to tell her what it was. I said, well, it says love your enemies. I said, I'm just not going to do it. There were some people on this planet I was going to kill. I'm going to set them up where I could get away with it, and I was going to kill them and do stuff. You know, so anyways, the Lord, I'm trying to pray in that scripture. I'd read it. It messed me up when I read it. Once I read that scripture, see, God takes the word of God and begins to challenge the ungodliness on the inside of me. And then because that ungodliness is trapping me and keeping me bound, and it begins to deal with that ungodliness. And then all I got to do is surrender to the Lord. Surrender and say, okay, bless God, it says it, I'm going to do it, Lord. Because the Lord spoke to him and he said, my word is not to destroy you. My word is to set you free. He said, if you'll embrace it, it'll set you free. So I embraced it. I said, okay, Lord. And I went around saying, I love my enemies. I didn't believe none of it. I'm telling you, I was fighting a good fight of faith there. I mean, I was saying it by faith and I was hoping it would work out, and I mean, that's where I was at, but I wouldn't turn loose of that. And before you know it, praise God, that word began to work on the inside of me. Why? Because I was magnifying the Lord now. I was magnifying the word above the ungodliness that was in my heart. And I mean, I'm a free man. I got free through that word, praise the Lord, and I've not been jealous in 25 years. I'm like, they would bring her back. Nobody can live with her unless they've got Jesus. And vice versa. I'm not making out her to be bad. She's a very good, loyal woman. Faithful to the Lord woman. Now, we both are. We get in the flesh. We're like everybody else, you know. We ain't magnifying nothing but what we are without Christ. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts. Oh, fear ye the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no what? No want. No lack. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. The Jesus fulfilled in John 10:10 when he hung on the cross. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundant. The word more abundant means to the full, till it overflows, nothing broken, nothing missing. Hallelujah. And that's what he wants for us, praise God. So take the word of God. You got to start magnifying the Lord. I don't care. Don't magnify the gas prices. Somebody called me today. Trump went and bummed Iran again. And I said, it's their fault. I said, listen to me. I said, you don't know the Bible. I said, Israel is God's chosen people. I said, and God said he will bless those that bless. I said, listen, those people are from Ishmael. They are the descendants of Ishmael. Bible descendants of Ishmael. And I told them, I said, because you don't know the Bible. I said, this Bible is fulfilling. I said, it looks like Trump might be the man. I said, I'm not prophesying, but it looks like Trump might be the man that gets this 7-year peace treaty together. I don't know that, and I'm not prophesying that, but it looks like it. This man wants peace in everywhere. I said, but when that happens, I said, 3.5 years is all we got. I said, then I don't know about you, but I'm out of here. But you know what I'm going to do till then? What Jesus told me to do. Occupy till I come. Do business. Raise kids. Go carry your kids to swimming lessons. It's funny how a lady can teach my grandkids and I can't teach them. They think I'm going to let them go. I'm going to let water get up their nose. They can't jump off in the deep and all of that, you know. I'm sitting there last night and I'm like, she carries them over to the 10-foot of their third lesson, the 10-foot section. And I thought, not really. Surely they ain't going to make them jump off. She says, Aiden, she told Aiden, she said, okay, Aiden, and talk to him just a second. She said, come on. He went, I mean, it was terrible. I'm thinking, help him, Lord. He's scared. Well, all of a sudden, she said, come on. Well, I could have told him that, and he'd have climbed off the ladder and left. He just goes, ta-poof, in the 10-foot, and I mean, he's down, and I'm like, come on up. He come up, boy, wiped his eyes, and I mean, he starts swimming. I couldn't teach him how to swim on top. Then she tells him, go over to the. See, that's the way God's doing with us. He's training us to swim in heavy waters, get out in waters that we can swim in. The anointing, the high callings of God, the high places of God. We've been seated in them. He's teaching us how to walk in them. Walk in authority over your bills. Walk in authority over demonic spirits. Take your thoughts captive, like the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 10. Well, the next time she said, all right, go around, sit there, she let him rest. And he swam all the way across. I don't know how long that thing, half a football field looks like. That thing is long in there. And he swam all the way across that. I'm like, wow, man. And so, but anyhow, she got him the next time. She said, okay, she gets up and he said, okay, come on. Come on, Aiden. He just goes, douche. I said, he done it one time, the fear was gone. You could see it in his eyes. Excitement in his eyes. He swam. Boy, when you see a victory from God, David killed a bear, he killed a lion, and when he got to that Philistine, when he got to that big thing, he said, you nothing. You're uncircumcised. You ain't got a covenant with God, and the God that I know, I'm going to take your head off with your own weapon. Well, that's where I get myself that Satan works for me. Right. He works for me. Romans 8:28 says that God, when Satan comes against you with something, look to God and he says, for we know that all things work together for the good. He turns that thing around and what Satan meant, he's working good for you and you don't even know it. If he knew that, he wouldn't do it. He wouldn't do it. So I want to encourage you, stay up on the Word of God. Meditate on the Word. Find out who you are. Right. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus. I ain't got time to preach all that. You're more than a conqueror. Get in there, find them scriptures. Go over them till you can quote them without going to the Bible. That I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Get rid of I can't. Right. That's not in the Bible, John. We're Bible believers. Yeah. We're Christians. We're warriors for God. We're ambassadors. We take the training that the Holy Spirit does through the Word of God. Yep. And we've enlisted in this to win. Yep. We're not running this race to maybe make it. Take that word, say I'm more than a conqueror. Take that word, Deuteronomy, I'm blessed going in, blessed going out. The Bible says that God daily loads you up with benefits, even the God. Give me that scripture, Psalm 68, and I'm going to quit. I got 5 minutes. Travis got him an extra song in, so I reckon I can get me an extra scripture in. Oh, yeah. It says, blessed be the Lord who what? daily loads us up with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Well, I don't see it. Believe it. Thomas is a prime example. He said, I won't believe unless I see the scars. I see the holes. I see. He let him see. Then he told the disciples, he says, blessed is the man who believes and cannot see nothing. Yeah. Blessed is that man that believes that his bills will work out and can't see it. Right. That his body, that kids will come and it looks impossible. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But you got to know, get this scripture and meditate on it. Say, Lord, I thank you according to your word, and I believe your word to be so, God. You're daily loading me. Today I'm getting my benefits. You're loading me up with benefits today. You're the God of my salvation. Get up on Tuesday, leave out the door. Thank you, Lord, today you're loading me up with benefits, even the God of my... Get up Wednesday, say the same thing. Get up Thursday, say the same thing. This is the day the Lord's made, and I will... But if you don't know the word, Satan's going to say, what? You don't believe that. And he'll eat your lunch with it. Christians have told me I don't like to read, and I've watched them sit across my table eating at the restaurant with their family on Facebook. Did you see what John said? Did you see what Maggie said? And then I just don't like to read that Bible. I'm telling you. What that is the flesh has got a stronger desire than the inner man. Once you begin to feed the inner man, that's how it gets stronger than the desires of your outer man, your natural man. The more that you feed on the Word of God, the more you want the Word of God. You let me get some good chicken dumplings. I mean, you know, good ones. There's good ones and there's bad ones. There's two people on this planet that I know of that can cook chicken dumplings, and that's all I need. I don't need nothing else with them. And boy, it'll make you crave them. You know, but I go to Lucky's and I get me out of, boy, I'm like, I want some chicken dumplings and I ain't got time to cook them. And I go get me some chicken dumplings in a can, and I go over there, dump them out, heat them. I don't care how you fix them. They're like rotten upside of good homemade chicken dumplings. There ain't nothing better that tastes better than the Word of God. I'm telling you, once you begin to experience the Word of God, and still, it don't make no difference how long you've been in it. I have to walk by faith, Johnny. But it's easier and easier and easier as the years have gone by to walk and stay in faith. It's easier. It just gets easier and easier. It's like Aiden, like Aubrey. I thought, I don't know if she'd make it across that pool or not. He told her to get out of the pool, and I was wondering if she's going to be able to get out. Climbing up, you know, Aiden, he jumps up and out. Teresa done told him, get on the back porch, there's some barbells. You know, work them arms out, work them out. Work the arms, work them. And they ain't done it yet, so she barely said, I don't know if they can make it across that pool or not. Well, she did. She said, well, the first time was tough. It was like real challenging. She said, but the second time, she said, it was easier. That's the way it is in this kingdom. Practice. You practice saying out of your mouth, I'm a king and a priest. This boy come to work with us, and he had no self-worth. No self-worth. Found out later on, you know, that he was, what did he say he was at school growing up? Nerd. He said he was just a nerd. I've just been a nerd all my life. And I thought, man, it's terrible. You know, it's terrible. I never felt like a nerd, so I don't know really how it feels. You know, if so. But I know it's just terrible. If you feel like a nerd, it's terrible. I ain't never felt like a nerd. I've probably been a nerd, but not felt like one. You can be a nerd, but don't act like it. So anyways, you know, I'm telling Aiden down there, he come to work, and I told him, I said, hey, yes, sir. I said, you come to work with the door kings. After a little while, wasn't the first day. I said, you've been over there with the queens. I said, and we're going to make a king out of you. When we get done, you're going to be a door king. Okay. Well, about a year goes by, and he hears that about every other day or so. We're the Door Kings. We're some of the best in the county. I don't want to say we're the best, because there might be somebody better than us. I ain't seen everybody, so that wouldn't be so. Doubt it. Thank you. If you're going to do anything, doubt that. Praise the Lord. Well, anyways, you know what? Praise God. He goes over and tells his brother about a year into it, because we showed him a bunch of stuff and it's quick. We get a lot done, and God just gives us wisdom and all of that and all of that. And he goes over and he tells his brother, he says, man, we're the Door Kings. We're the Door Kings. He said, I went and told him, we are the Door Kings. I said, you are? And he said, yeah. He believes it now. Well, I spoke something positive into the boy, into the man, you know. Praise God, hallelujah. Spoke something into him. Now he smokes Travis. Put the garage doors up. Travis, if he don't get out on the game, I mean, no, Keith, he's over smoking, boy. I mean, he just getting them doors up, boy. Travis over there looking bad now. Made him a king, and he ain't even anointed like we are. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But he comes to work feeling good. Well, you don't never know how he feels. He's the same. I told him one day, I said, you know, Christians complain more than you. I said, you're an atheist, you claim. I said, you never go out and complain. I said, I don't know too many Christians that's that calm. They go up and complaining about everything. I said, that's terrible. I said, that's terrible. So I want to encourage you, take the word of God, get in there, find out who you are. If you're born again, get it settled. You born again. If you ain't born again, get on your knees. Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. Praise God. Get on your knees and you can have all that God's got. Everything that God's got is at your dispense if you want it. God will just lavish you, love you, correct you, lead you, guide you, take you into a land that you never thought you'd walk in. Take you into places, but find out who you are. If you're not born again, you can't have nothing God's got. You can't have it. You can read it in the Word, you will never get a revelation or nothing. Give your heart to Jesus Christ, submit yourself to Him, begin to look to Him, get in His Word, find out who you are, new creation, get that down, and I mean get it down through the Word of God, not just because the preacher said it. Get it down in the Word of God, find out you're more than a conqueror, then you'll find out He's daily loading you up like you're learning. Go to church, find you a good Bible-based church, and be faithful. God gives these things to faithfulness, faithful people. He gives it to them and He raises them up. Let's bow our heads.